The UN and its partners in the West African region are trying to deliver a rapid, robust, and effective response to the fast-spreading epidemic. Sarah Crow, UNICEF Crisis Communications Chief, was recently in Liberia where she visited the severely affected Monserrato and Lofa counties. Speaking to reporters in New York, she said the Ebola epidemic demands that aid workers be creative and courageous.
We're in totally unmapped terrain. So the protocols for child protection, for care of children who may have been exposed in the 21 days, all of these things are evolving at a very rapid rate, and we have to be very fluid and flexible.
Meanwhile, local communities are taking matters into their own hands and not waiting for the world to help. Schools are closed and are being used as makeshift quarantine centers. And the impact on children and orphans is growing, said Ms. Crow, because the number of cases of people with Ebola is tripling every few weeks.
Children who are potentially contacts are cared for by a network of primarily survivors because they have a level of immunity, which means that they're able to provide the love and care and attention that a small child particularly needs. And this is a very powerful resource, this powerful network.
UNICEF is also training survivors in Sierra Leone to become caretakers. It's all rolling out, she said, but not fast enough, adding that the agency was sprinting to keep up. There are only 45 doctors in Liberia for a population of 4.5 million. Health officials and medical professionals are needed as well as funding, Ms. Crow urged.
I'm quite stunned, honestly, to come back and see that we're still with this really sense of a global concern. It's still so poorly funded, the Ebola efforts. And the only real way to stop Ebola spreading is to support the efforts on the ground.
UNICEF is also trying to restore essential social services for the communities, including health care and malaria prevention, she said. The agency has only received one-third of its $200 million appeal. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.